This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Vanessa Souza is with us for the next 30 minutes. We have one of the great heroes of the Benghazi war, and an even bigger hero for telling the truth against Hillary and maybe even winning the election, joining us in studio. Vanessa Souza is with us. He is the number two biggest filmmaker in history, and that's being a Hollywood outsider. He's also a number one New York Times best-selling author of Death of a Nation. You can find all that at BigLieBook.com. And on Twitter for now at Dinesh D'Souza, Facebook Dinesh D'Souza. His film has been in the top 10 as it opened. He's had one film that's been number one. And he joins us now to talk about the film. I saw it about a week after it came out. And my wife, who's pretty informed, but you know, she's kind of like a libertarian, she said, I knew a lot of this, but I didn't. And she said, is that accurate? And I said, it's deadly accurate. We went home that night. And because my parents have been babysitting the kids, and we spent like 2 hours looking at history, and she goes, gosh, I didn't know all this. And exactly, this is a big hoax that's been exposed. And if it gets out, I think it could win the midterms. Dinesh?
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on the show. And yes, Death of a Nation, it's in 1,000 theaters right now. It's doing really well. There's a book of the same title that's in the bookstores. You know, a lot of people focus on fake news, and what this movie and book deal with are fake scholarship, fake history, fake narratives about America that I debunk in the film.
Well, let me tell you, your other films are excellent, but this one was a whole nother level. It's just wow.
Well, the left has been flinging these charges of racism and fascism. They've been doing it at Trump. They've been doing it at the right more generally. And all of this is based on a historical claim that fascism is on the right and that racism, even though it might have once been in the Democratic Party, is now the staple of the Republican Party. Now, this is all pure bogus, bogus from start to finish. But it takes some unpacking. And so in the movie, we take you to Europe. You see the rise of Italian fascism, of German National Socialism. There you see on the screen, that's the Nazi platform of 1933. And if you look at the screen, you'll see state control of banks and insurance and healthcare and education.
It was the liberals that were always for eugenics and sterilizing the blacks and poor whites and everybody. It was the Republicans that were against it. If you go to history books, it's right there. I mean, it was the Democrats, as you know, Kaiser Wilhelm Institute funded it was by the Rockefellers.
Yeah, in the 1930s, there were deep ties between the Democratic Party and the progressives on this side of the Atlantic and the fascists in Europe. I mean, Mussolini was praising FDR. FDR was praising Mussolini. I quote in the movie the Nazi newspaper, the Volkischer Beobachter, praising the New Deal. So all of this, you know, but it's amazing that we're educated people, but we don't know much about it. It's not been in our textbooks. It's not on the History Channel, certainly not on Wikipedia. So we are the victims, if you will, the suckers of progressive historiography, the progressives telling the tale their way, leaving a lot of inconvenient facts out. But happily, all those inconvenient facts are now in the movie on the screen.
Well, my grandfather grew up in Dallas, and he was from partly German descendants. Some of the family still spoke German, and they didn't like Hitler. He fought in World War II, and they thought it was really weird that they heard Roosevelt saying Hitler was good in the 30s, mid-30s, and the German Bund was saying join it, the liberals were saying join it, and they didn't. My grandfather told me all this when I was a little kid, and my mom would say, your grandfather's a little eccentric, honey. My mom's great, but she couldn't believe it, though he was living it.
We have a scene in the film where the senior Nazis, the head of the Justice Department, important people, they're sitting around a table, and they're drafting the Nuremberg laws, which make Jews into second-class citizens. Now, the Nazis have in their hands the democratic laws of the Jim Crow South. They are literally crossing out the word black and writing in the word Jew. So see what I'm saying? Not that there was a parallel or similarity. The Nazis are using the democratic blueprint now again, someone watching the movie, if they don't know much, might be forgiven of thinking...
Hey, stay there, Dinesh. This is so powerful. We'll come back with the trailer straight ahead. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Lincoln was elected to unite a country and stop slavery. Democrats sneered him, went to war against him, assassinated him. Now, their target is Trump.
America was never
done!
War, slavery, genocide, and war!
Donald Trump wins the presidency, so help me God.
They say he's killing America.
There will be a vote to impeach.
They say he's a racist.
This is a white lash.
And a fascist. Who are the real racists?
Northern Democrats had conspired together with Southern Democrats to take away the fruit of other people's labor.
Who are the real fascists?
You're exposed,
Mussolini and Hitler set up and ran welfare states.
This is done by the do-gooders, the liberals, the people who wanted to improve society.
Which party attacks our free speech?
How dare you speak against the pillar?
Our religious liberty and our personal safety. A nation dies when its people are not free. We too must fight for freedom. Regardless of the price we pay.
An end in terror is preferable to a terror with no end.
The stakes could not be higher. We're talking about America, the greatest nation on earth. Lincoln saved America for the first time. It's now up to us to save America a second time.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have no stake in Death of a Nation. Never have when I have Dinesh D'Souza on. In fact, years ago, we even had one of the advertising groups want to advertise with us, and I said, no, I'll just promote it and play ads. The network I'm on, they bought some ads from a few years ago with their last film. I want Dinesh D'Souza on because he's had films that have been number one before. This one is already in 1,000 theaters, doing great. But I noticed I couldn't go to any of the theaters in the core of Austin, the Alamo Drafthouse. None of them are carrying it. They're blocking it. There's the accompanying book. Everyone must see this film. And I got to tell you, I am quite the researched history buff on the Civil War and America's founding and also Andrew Jackson and these periods and World War II. And this film is extremely accurate, very avant-garde in that it's telling a truth that's been hidden. And as Dinesh said earlier, we just joined us, there's fake news. What about fake scholars, fake history? So Dinesh, in the film, it gets into the book burning of the Nazis. And boy, we see the left and the universities doing it today, Antifa as their brown shirts. It's just incredible, the parallels.
Yeah, today they don't have to make a big pyre of books and burn them because they don't assign them. They don't hire conservative professors. They try to drive right-wing speakers off the campus. I mean, look at the way they're trying to make you into a digital non-person. I mean, you have to go back to Aldous Huxley or Orwell to read these kinds of scenes, except they are, in a way, playing themselves out in America today. It's absolutely outrageous. And I think anyone who defends civil liberty and the First Amendment, I mean, where's the ACLU on all this, Alex? The ACLU should be taking your case.
We've talked to them, and they've said, no, a new time is here. The decisions have been made to basically selectively repeal the First Amendment. You've got Senator Murphy in the news saying InfoWars is the tip of the iceberg of hate. He goes on to say, ban them all, and now they're calling for Fox News to be banned, Stephen Crowder. They're now saying they're going to ban anyone that questions man-made climate change. I mean, they just picked me as the first domino, and they're testing to see what the Republicans do.
Well, it starts with this. It's not just the digital banning. It's the cheering for it that I see on social media. I mean, what a totalitarian mindset. Now, with my movie, Death of a Nation, and by the way, you go to deathofanationmovie.com, you plug in your zip code, it will tell you, boom, where the movie is playing near you. But what the left is trying to do there is essentially either ignore it, and ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, not one word about the movie, even though it's in 1,000 theaters. The people who do write about it, like the Washington Post, Dinesh says that Hitler is a liberal Democrat. Well, that's pure nonsense. I don't say that. I would be a kook if I did. What I do say is that Hitler got some of his bigoted and murderous schemes from American progressives and from the Democratic Party, but they can't accuse me of saying that because that happens to be a historical
fact. Of the Nuremberg trials, which I've actually read the transcript of and actually watched some of the original film of, their main defense was they got a lot of it from the U.S.,
That's right. Progressive. The Nazis got progressive eugenic schemes both for their sterilization laws and their euthanasia laws. By the way, the euthanasia laws were kind of a dress rehearsal for the Holocaust. The Nazis also got their Nuremberg laws from the Democratic Jim Crow laws. And, you know, if you watch the movie, you might say, where's Dinesh getting this stuff? This is why I wrote a book, because it has all the supportive documentation. In fact, I'm relying on the work of the Yale legal scholar James Whitman, his book Hitler's American Model. This guy has the transcripts of those Nuremberg meetings. So the left can't question this stuff, and it's so damning. This is really why they have to say, don't go see the movie or misdescribe what I'm doing or try to ignore it altogether.
Well, our gun control laws later got translated, just like they took our laws. The Democrats ended up taking their laws to pass the 68 Gun Control Act. You cannot make this up.
Now, what happened, I think, Alex, is after World War II, the progressives who were coming to power in the academy and the media, by the way, they knew that Nazism and fascism were on the left. They knew that the progressives and Democrats had been in bed with Mussolini, although not with Hitler. But they didn't want young people to find out about this. And so this is when they settled upon the big lie to muddy the definition of fascism, to pretend that fascism was right-wing instead of left-wing, and ultimately to rewrite the history books to give people a bill of goods. And that's why the book and the movie, to unmask this progressive cover-up.
Sure. And I've noticed the little bit of pressure you've gotten, because they should just black me out as well. That's their tactic, now they just lie about me, was, oh, Dinesh is crazy. He just claims all this. I read Mein Kampf. I read Order of the Deathshead. I read Scherer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. I read it from both sides. And Hitler called himself a socialist. He believed in it and then called himself a fascist. And you explain that in the film. That just means socialism, but using the power of the corporations to basically empower it. I mean, I read it in Hitler's own words. The Nazi Party means National Socialist Workers' Party. I mean, my God.
I think you also see this not only with fascism, but with racism. The deep history of the Democratic Party and its complicity with racism. The reason I titled this movie Death of a Nation, it's a reference to Birth of a Nation, which was the movie that Woodrow Wilson, a progressive Democrat, showed in the White House to his cabinet. And the hero of that movie, I kid you not, is the Ku Klux Klan. So essentially what the progressives were saying, what the title of that movie means, is we don't like the founding. The birth of a nation is right now. We, the progressives, are starting America all over again. And the unifying principle, our unifying principle of the Democratic Party, is bigotry.
And so by the way, you interview a bunch of top Nazis in the U.S., and they admit that they like Birth of a Nation. They don't think you should be here because you're an Indian American. It doesn't matter if you contribute or smart. I don't care what color you are. If you're smart and hardworking, I love you. And they admit in the movie, I don't give it all away, that, yeah, they're actually Democrats.
It's so eye-opening to see these white nationalists, and one after the other, they have a deep history in the left. I put on Richard Spencer, the poster boy of white supremacy. And out of his mouth, he goes, I'm a progressive. I don't like Reagan. All my favorite presidents are Democrats. I like.
Why do they fetishize the 30s and 40s? He even is wearing like a German-style 1938 outfit. I mean, what the hell?
When I first saw him, I noticed that he looked kind of antiquated, almost like he was from a different era. And it's kind of in the interview that it emerges that this guy would fit right in with Woodrow Wilson's progressive racism in the teens and 1920s.
Sure, for those who don't know, Hitler was Time Magazine Man of the Year twice. They had like gardening magazines. That's what my grandfather told me. He said, listen, the U.S. used to be pro-Hitler. And it was incredible. And I heard all this, and then later that's why I got into history books. But next, we're going to break. When I'm going to come back, I want to get into the contemporary times of what we're facing that really prove your film, because they're everywhere. Also on the right, saying deplatform me, ban me. But then once I'm restricted, then they lie even worse and won't let me speak out. So there's this depersoning, so they can then build this straw man of who I supposedly am. I want to get your advice on what Trump should do as a country. I mean, they've had 10 congressional hearings, 5 in the Senate, 5 in the House, where I'm the main subject, never showing what I said, lying about me, and saying, ban me off the web. And then as soon as it happened last week, now they're banning everybody else. What do we do with the former political prisoner, now pardoned by the president, Dinesh D'Souza? Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Could accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean,
biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I gave that URL out earlier incorrectly, deathofanationmovie.com. You'll find the book there. And more, there's some books of similar names, but this is the book that goes with the film, Death of the Nation, movie.com, Dinesh D'Souza on Twitter, at Dinesh D'Souza, Facebook Dinesh D'Souza. We were talking during the break about the left and the Antifa and all of them really proving who they are and just acting so insane and screaming at Candace Owens this last weekend that she's Nazi scum and she's just a black libertarian who's sick of being bullied. You know, they're trying to call Kanye West a Nazi, and then the country's coming back, Trump's unifying people, and minorities have, what, in the last year, doubled their numbers of support for Trump. That's never happened since the 60s, as you know. That's got to really panic them. So what would you call this moment we're at, and we see the panicked authoritarian left and the corporations that fund them? What do you expect they're going to do to try to grab victory from the jaws of defeat?
I mean, isn't it ironic? You have a president whom the left has been calling a white supremacist, and he's doubling the Republican vote. So this is really crushing to them. They can't recover from it if it continues this way. By the way, if Republicans get 30% of the black vote and 40% of the Hispanic vote, the Democratic Party may as well shut its doors. So this is what is at stake here. Now, I think that what's going on with this digital stuff, the use of weapons of the government against political opponents, it's really amazing to see the way in which the ordinary leftist is now okay with that. And they'll say things like, well, you know, it's fine to ban Alex Jones because these are private companies and private companies have a right to do whatever they want. Well, if these same private companies decided, for example, to kick somebody off because they were black, they wouldn't say that. So it's very obvious that private companies do not have an absolute right to do what they want, at least not as far as the left is concerned.
At least not when the six companies that booted me in the same day are worth $3.1 trillion and are helping suppress people, in the case of Apple and Google, in China. Have you seen how Apple has moved to China and become state-run as tax-exempt, and how Google is helping build their internet censor engines? I mean, this is crazy, Dinesh.
You got to remember that our civil rights laws do apply to private discrimination. They cover companies, particularly large companies, and you're not allowed to discriminate against blacks or against women if your company is of a certain size. Besides, you also have a lot of this fanaticism going on at state-run institutions. I mean, Berkeley is a state-run institution, and it seems to me that if you have Antifa thugs at a place like Berkeley suppressing people from speaking, what Trump should do is to send in the National Guard. Why? Because protecting our First Amendment rights is paramount.
What do you expect to happen the next 3 months? I mean, just the energy of the left, they're losing, they're failing even in special elections, but they are just going crazy. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, this is a case where it's a test case for the right, because either we buckle and go soft, or we go rhino, or we go tough. Now, remember in Lincoln's time, one of the reasons I put Trump and Lincoln on the cover, in Lincoln's time, he was surrounded by rhinos, Republicans in name only, who basically told him that trouble is brewing, you have to give up the Republican platform of 1860, you have to extend the Missouri Compromise line, the slavery line, all the way to the Pacific, leave slavery alone south of that line. And Lincoln said no. He goes, I will suffer death before I agree to that. I campaigned on this. The American people ratified it through an electoral majority.
And isn't it crazy? He did suffer death. He did suffer death.
And he did suffer death eventually, but he was steel tough. And what we need from Trump here is not just wisdom, but we need a certain amount of courage. And the big question is, will the Republicans stand up and defend liberal, classically liberal principles?
No, I agree. And the parallels between Trump and Lincoln in history are incredible. History is repeating again, or at least rhyming. What do you think Trump should do? Because he came out and said to Twitter, your shadow banning looks like it's illegal. They are the only one not to ban me. Showing if Republicans put pressure on tech not to censor, they'll back off. But because they're not signaling that, they're all censoring and purging.
Exactly. I would like to see a more resolute effort across the board, not just Trump, but also the Republican Congress, begin hearings into all this stuff. I mean, censorship is an issue that we as Americans should agree. This is the bedrock foundation of our democracy. So if we can't stand up for the First Amendment, what can we stand up for?
I agree. We got 3 minutes left, and I want to just give you the floor about other key points about the film. Obviously, I don't want to give the film away, but seriously, all your children need to see it. It's PG-13 or whatever, but I take 10-year-olds to this. Old people need to see it. Black, white, you need to know the real history. They're scared of this film. And the fact that at the end, there's a litmus test that if you expose Soros and his Nazi ties, that's why they've told me they're coming after me. So the fact that you did that, I got to tell you, Dinesh, you were already in my eyes an A+. An ace of spades, my friend, but you went to royal flush level with what you did at the end of the movie. So congratulations on that, because he will come after you.
Well, the thing about Soros to remember is that when he's asked about his Nazi collaboration, and by collaboration here we mean at the age of 14, Soros is going around with another guy. They're literally the two of them confiscating the property of Jews. And Soros admits that he was part of that. He says he didn't directly do it, but he admits he was there, and in that sense he was a participant. Now, when he's asked, how do you feel any guilt as an adult now about it? He goes, no, because I didn't invent Nazi confiscation policies. They were there anyway. It was going to happen anyway. And in the movie, we showed that was basically what the Nazi doctor Mengele said when he was accused of doing Nazi atrocities. He goes, wait a minute. I didn't invent the concentration camp. Those people were going to die anyway. So if I was going to do my own macabre experiments on them, I wasn't changing the outcome.
And I was just following orders. It's such a weird sociopathic out.
And to realize that this guy today is presenting himself as an anti-fascist. In fact, he's one of the funders of Antifa. I mean, the irony could not be deeper. If anyone associated with Trump had Soros's background, can you imagine the national uproar?
Well, I read stuff he wrote in the 70s where he thought he was God and stuff. I mean, the guy seriously is just, I don't know what his issue is, but as you said, he's one of the main funders of the left in America. And I've just seen the left degenerate into what they are now. We need to make Death of a Nation as big as your other films. It's already a big success. Again, everybody needs to take their family out to see it, because then it can go from, what, 1,000 theaters, even more, Dinesh?
Yes, and it'll also get a wider distribution in the DVD. I mean, this could be a film that really educates and motivates people leading up to the midterm election. So just go to deathofanationmovie.com, put in your zip code, boom, it'll tell you where it's playing. Go see it with your family and friends. I'd appreciate it. And you're putting fuel in my rocket to get this message out much more widely and powerfully.
Well, exactly. When I was there, the theater was almost completely full, but it was a lot of older folks, some young people. We need a lot of young people there. This film really is powerful, and the average leftist, when they see this, I think will wake up and maybe come out of their programming. Dinesh D'Souza, thank you so much for spending time with us. DeathOfANationMovie.com, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be back in studio, ladies and gentlemen, with the heroes of Benghazi. Benghazi, the hero of Benghazi, then went public about how they were ordered to stand down despite Hillary's threats. That's coming up straight ahead.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage resulting from these reactive oxygen species.
The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
when the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Well, Trump's got world peace going in North Korea. China's been screwing us over, so they fired at U.S. ships today in a warning saying get out of the South China Sea. So we hope nuclear war doesn't happen, but I bet on humanity. John Tegan is here with us, johntegan.com. That's T-I-E-G-E-N.com. On Twitter, John Tegan. And he's one of the heroes of Benghazi. But expanding on that, then he's a hero because these guys went on television years after Hillary said they were liars and that nobody ordered to stand down, even though there were thousands of people reportedly watching the surveillance footage from the drones, knowing that that was the truth, and then told the truth to expose her lies. And then the Pentagon turned against Obama and Hillary. The intelligence agencies learned about what happened. We were talking during the break, and he was agreeing that that was a real turning point for America in our military and intelligence agencies really waking up to just how, I don't know, traitorous? I mean, what would you call the people that were involved in that stand-up? Good to have you here. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me, man.
Good to have you.
Yeah, just a complete disgrace is what I would say. I mean, you know, the fact that, you know, again, Bob giving the stand-down order that night, the CIA base chief, I don't think he realized really the assets that he had or capabilities that he had. And, you know, if we'd have left when we wanted to leave immediately, Ambassador Stevens and Sean Smith would still be alive today. Because, I mean, it took them over 15 minutes to start the buildings on fire. We would have been there. They'd have to engage with us. They wouldn't be able to just roam around the property and do what they wanted. So,
why do you think Hillary and them ordered the stand down and then lied about it? Why?
It was during the election time. They're more worried about their political career than the people on the ground. I mean, that's... It's been shown over and over again that politicians really, truly don't care about the American people. They care about themselves and their career. So
I just can't get the instinct, even if you have the forces there, especially to just cut people loose and lie about it.
You know, that she I don't think she really knew the mindset of the local Libyans themselves, because they like this. I mean, I've never been in a Muslim country where they would come and shake your hand saying it's honored to be an American. They've never... You know, it's the only place where they bought our food, they bought our coffee, you know, and they actually generally wanted to talk to us and just liked us. I mean, they walk across the street just to introduce themselves to us. And I just don't think she really knew the people that were there. If they would send in the military force to help out the ambassador and us, I don't think they would have batted an eye at it. I mean, for one, you're dealing with a lawless country. It wasn't like they had a really organized central government.
Well, I wasn't there like you, but I've studied it. Gaddafi was a bad guy before, but he came in about 8 years before, invested all his money with the West, thought Obama was his buddy, did all this. And so a lot of that was he was trying to build up Africa and thought he was buddies with the U.S. And then some of the other leftist groups were bringing in al-Qaeda forces out of Egypt, out of other countries, massing them in Benghazi and preparing for what was coming up. And so that's really why that was there. They didn't want a skirmish with U.S. forces or some folks getting wiped out to get in the way of their planned takedown completely of Libya.
Yeah, I mean, again, it wasn't the Libyans that really attacked us. It was outside foreign attackers that, you know, outside Syria wasn't. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some Libyans that were inside a group. But
did you ever learn where they'd come in from? I heard Egypt and other areas.
Yeah, they've come from, there's Egyptian, there's Saudi. I think there's a couple of Uzbekistanis in there. So, I mean, they're all over.
Well, just give it the 35,000-foot view. And, of course, there's an amazing film, 13 Hours, all about it. Looking at that from my perspective, talking to people in the military and Congress, Benghazi was a turning point against Hillary and Obama. And the fact that they couldn't get you guys to shut up, that you went on TV and said, no, they're lying, not us, that I think that was the final breaking point. And I think you guys helped get Trump elected.
I believe so, too. I definitely, during the book tour, we ran into quite a few people that are Democrats, and they're saying because of you guys came out and told it and still standing up to it, that's the reason why we're voting for Trump. It was a huge turning point and a big factor for her not getting elected. You know, like she kept saying, oh, what difference did it make? Well, now she knows.
But if I was even a sociopath, a Machiavelli, if our ambassador is being overrun in a country, and you could, and you've already got, like you said, you know, a bunch of special operations and a plane loaded 100 miles away, ready to go take them out, why wouldn't you be the hero and knock their ass out? It's like this anti-American instinct to just cut some people off like you're nothing.
Yeah, I would like to know that. I mean, I would like to get inside their head and ask them why. Why wouldn't you? You know, what the military fast company? They changed it out of uniform 3 times. Why are you even worried about what they're wearing? Just get them there.
Well, without getting into secret classified stuff, I've been told by other Green Berets and stuff. How many? One guy was in the plane loaded up. I mean, how many groups were ready to come in there?
I believe there that I know of, there was one that broke ground. I mean, they're in the air, and there's actually one that was on the ground and got turned around. So there's 2 units that I know of that were there that night. I made it that night before everything was even over, and got told turned around.
So that's like there's a storm. You run off in a river. You call on your cell phone to the fire department, come save me. They can come pull up and get you. We just, sorry, can't do it.
Yeah, pretty much they're like on the shoreline just watching you, and then they walk away. I mean, again, it wasn't the military unit's fault. It's the leader.
No, I understand. They were, oh, what are you going to do when you're a plane? Have a mutiny? Yeah.
Plus, they don't really know what the situation is. They're just being told.
Sure, you're loaded on a plane. You're sitting there. You don't know. The pilots don't know. You're just.
Yeah. So, again, you know, if the pilots and a lot of guys, they knew what was happening. They probably would have did what General Hamm did and that admiral on the fleet did, where they both got relieved. Say, no, we're going to go help. And, you know, they both got relieved.
And that's the next thing is that. It wasn't a mess up. It goes up the chain. People are being relieved because they won't stand down. Why was it so important? I was told by Colonel Schaefer a week after it happened, he got in a lot of trouble, but it later came to be true that they wanted those weapons to be shipped to Syria, and that's why they were standing down.
Yeah, the weapon things, I never got involved with the weapon portion of it. I mean, you sit in some of the meetings, but, you know, they speak Arabic, and I don't understand Arabic, so whatever they were talking about. I know, like, the biggest thing was the Stinger missiles, but we do that everywhere. We go collect them as much as we can so they can't take down commercial airliners. But as for the small arm stuff, I never saw any of that, personally.
What a crazy time. You know, looking at Hillary Clinton, who probably watches this show sometimes, and what's your views on Hillary and Obama, just in hindsight now?
You know, I just, they're just extremely... She's extremely untrustworthy. I mean, she lies about, and just the fact she can lie to the family members at their receiving of their remains coming home and telling them, say, oh, we're going to get this guy over this video. You know, I've talked to Rowan's mom. You know, I've talked to a lot of the family members, and they say the exact same thing, that they right there at they lie to him right then and there about this video, and they're going to get the guy. And, you know, how could you even sit there and you know for a fact that it wasn't. They got video footage. They got the security footage from the U.S. consulate. If it was a protest, release the video.
Well, sure, they made it about YouTube so they could censor.
Yeah.
And then, oh, some guy criticized, you know, Muhammad. Had nothing to do with it. We're going to come back then and get into just all the different issues involved, into the most important points you want to make. Kind of like the speech you're going to be giving out in Bastrop this weekend. It's sold out, overflow crowd. We're going to talk about some other speaking engagements you're doing and more. The website, John, T-I-E-G-E.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Lincoln was elected to unite a nation for the first time. The left tried to smear him and went to war with him. Can President Trump and we come together and save America a second time? Death of a Nation is the latest film from number one New York Times bestselling author Dinesh D'Souza and Academy Award-winning producer Gerald R. Molin. Through stunning historical recreations and a searching examination, Death of a Nation cuts through progressive lies to expose hidden history and explosive truths. In theaters nationwide this Friday. More information at deathofanationmovie.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a Procure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a Procure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized Procure dealer or ProcureUSA.com.
Hi.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Needs a great tasting, natural and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Benghazi hero, John Tigan, JohnTigan.com. Tigan. I'm just mispronouncing.
It's Tigan.
I got it right there. But I've watched the film. I tell you, I don't usually like war movies. I take that stuff real serious. But some of the folks that were there, like your good buddy, Chris Tonto Peranto, and others, they said it was a pretty accurate film. And you watch that thing, and it's just like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they did a really good job getting, got everybody really involved, sucked everybody in, and they honored the four guys. I mean, they did a really good job with the movie.
I mean, nothing can be 100% accurate, but I mean, like, if you were actually in that, it seems like you'd have at least flashbacks. I've had bad things happen in my life. I don't like remembering them, but I mean, what was it like going in a big screen theater and watching something with a $200, $300 million budget, whatever it was, about you?
It was very weird. I mean, like you said, we walked on the set and they had the annex set up, and literally when we walked to that front gate, it felt like we were right there at the annex in Benghazi. That's how accurate. I mean, it was really, really close.
How'd they pull that off? Satellite images or?
Yeah, and me. I had them change a lot of things. Yeah, Michael Bay.
So you were an advisor on
that. Yeah, Michael Bay kind of complained a little bit. It cost him like another $100,000 to move a couple light bulbs. But yeah, they did. They tried to get as accurate as they could. The concept wasn't too far off, but they did a really good job.
I don't want to bring myself into the story, but it's one of the top stories in the country the last few weeks. They're deplatforming us, lying about what we've said, and then now they go, oh, we took you off YouTube. We banned you streaming. Someone else did it. Well, now they're saying Jones is back on Facebook denying the ban. So I knew this was coming next. Now they don't want other people grabbing our feeds or uploading our videos. They're now suppressing them. So this is true deplatforming, where they're making me this unperson. And I know, because I talked to folks that were involved, I don't know how much this you can get into, but the threats to families, to you guys, in the year or two before you finally went public. And then I remember talking to a few guys off record and one on record They said, look, it was actually the threats and intimidation is what made us finally go public. I mean, can you speak to that?
I mean, for us directly, I mean, they can't really threaten us too much because they're sending guys like us for guys like us. So it's not so threatening us ain't going to do too much. But I've heard a couple of the other guys that that said, you know, if you come out, you know, we're going to obviously you're going to get fired, this and that. You're going to be a lot of pushback. You know, just like the stand down order. They sit there telling us that we're lying about the stand down order, but everything else that we ever talked about, you know, it was true except for this one little incident with the stand down order. You know, I don't know what their big problem is, what they're trying to hide. I mean,
and the longer the firefight got, the more the stand down got exposed.
Pretty much. I mean, we're in direct contact for 8 hours. So, I mean, direct contact. And, you know, they got military bases that can send jets that are 30 minutes away. I mean, you got the Italian, you got Ceuta Bay that's right there, or Crete. You know, there's an Air Force base that's right there, and why can't you send assets from there?
Describe the standout without getting into any secret codes or anything, but just as much as you can say, like what it was like, how many hours in, what's happening, you finally get told standout.
It was within 15 minutes, 20 minutes of us getting ready to leave. So it happened fairly quickly, and it was Bob, the chief of base. You know, I got out of the vehicle, and, you know, the longer you give the enemy the chance to dig in, they're going to dig in, which is going to make it a lot harder for us to push them out, which is going to make our lives in a lot more danger. So that's what I'm thinking. So I get out of the car, you know, I yell at the chief, and I said, hey, we need to get over there now. We're losing the initiative. And he looks directly at me, no, stand down. And so regardless of what any of the Adam Schiff people say, the orders stand down were given to us that night. It was given directly to me. So, and why they sit there and they lie about it, I have no idea. And maybe it's just, again, they're just trying to CYA.
Well, obviously there's a stand down because I mean, 8 hours of pure stand down. Why do they say 13 hours? And that was the whole time it happened.
Yeah. From the time we made, from the time the consulate got contact until we actually went wheels up out of Benghazi.
Contrast. Because I hate to just sit here and say how great Trump is, but, I mean, it's night and day. The economy's coming back, taking care of the military, taking care of the borders, the people, unifying the nation, double the number of minorities supporting than any other Republican. I mean, it's like, look at Trump with all his energy and stamina next to Hillary falling down and lying. They say Trump's a liar. I've watched what he said and done. All he's done is told the truth. I mean, I just, it's night and day.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You got these people, they say how he's racist, he's a liar. Well, give me an example how he's racist, why he's a liar. What has he not done yet that he said he's going to do? I mean, it's a lot of things going to take time, and it can happen overnight.
But he's gotten a lot of it done.
A lot of it done. I mean, he's got less than a year. I mean, look at the things he's changed. Look at the direction that other nations are taking towards us. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. But you know what? He's putting us back on top.
And there's all these little cowards that sold the country out and thought they were powerful. I don't get how the universities and these elites, they literally, I used to hear this like when I was a kid, and I got sick of hearing it, I didn't believe it. But now I know it's true. There is a literal hate of America and a hate of free market and a hate of success. I don't know how they train so many Americans to join that losing team. I don't get it.
I think it goes back to the participation trophies. You know, you can still be a winner if you lose.
Well, I didn't get into your background, but a few minutes on that because it's interesting to the listeners. Tell folks about your career, getting into the Marine Corps, all the combat, and a contractor, then the CIA. What was that whole experience like?
It was fun. I enjoyed it. You know, I joined the Marine Corps back in 95, got out as an E-5 in 99, and, you know, started contracting in 2003 and, you know, did it for, you know, a good 10 solid years. A lot of people think that Benghazi happened and we all quit working. No, we all went. Actually, I did two more deployments. I had to wait about 6 months for my lungs to heal from the fire going on the consulate. But, you know, I enjoyed the job. And, you know, not all of it was, you know, like the 13 hours movie. A lot of it is, you know, more mundane stuff, you know, kind of you have to force yourself to stay motivated. But, you know, I enjoyed the work. It was fun work. And if I could do it again, I probably would.
You say one part of the film that wasn't acting, you mean force yourself to be motivated. I mean, like you were really exhausted.
Well, I mean, just when stuff ain't going on, because there's a lot of times.
Well, there's that thing where they've got Tonto falling asleep.
Well, he does that anyways. He's a ranger. They do that. They sleep during, you know, tough times.
So there's always Marines and Army messing with each other, right?
Oh, yeah. All the branches. We all get
like he was the only Army guy there, right?
Yep, he was the only guy. That's, you know, That's all you
can do. So why is there a proclivity of mainly Marines and stuff in the CIA?
It's not really. It's
there's a lot of those, though, right?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of SF guys that are doing it. You know, we had, what, two SEALs, three Marines, and a Ranger. You know, it just depends on the group of guys. There's no set, like, number of who gets what. It's just you just show up, and that's who you're with. So, you know, like, we only knew each other for 30 days prior to the attack.
And a lot of it's undercover, right? You're, like, doing low-key security.
Yes, it's all undercover.
Yeah, but, I mean, you guys stick out, though, in those countries.
You and me, I don't blend in. I don't look like I'm Arab.
Well, I know the joke. Like, I knew this one guy, like, you know, Tim Reams, and he was, like, he's, like, 6'3", 6'4", and he just didn't fit in too good in the hole, you know?
Yeah, you
in Afghanistan.
Yeah, you don't blend in very well at all.
But like you said, what's sad is I was told by people that have been over there, they said, Libya loved America. They wanted to be westernized. Gaddafi coming out of the dark, and then he got set up. I'm not saying Gaddafi's a good guy, but why blow it all up and put al-Qaeda in charge?
Yeah, you know, he was, after the 9-11, the first 9-11, you know, he really saw what was going on, that, you know, Bush Jr. wasn't messing around. So that's when he started turning and actually helping us go after the terrorist groups, and it was helping us out. And, you know,
so why do you think Obama set him up then?
You know, I think it might have been for a good cause initially, because it really was the local 17th Mars Brigade. That's who was supposed to protect the consulate. They started the uprising in Benghazi initially, and that's kind of it's just kind of where it started going. And so it seemed like what I was paying attention, who was the locals, the civilians that were coming together and trying to push Gaddafi out. And, you know, he was using the airplanes against them. Then NATO stepped in. You know, I think maybe they truly thought they could, I guess, make it a democratic nation.
But now it's a failed state.
Because we turned our back on them when, after we pretty much pulled out of Benghazi, the whole, you know, like a week after the ambassador got killed, you know, a couple, well, I think 100,000 local Libyans or Benghazis rose up against Ansar al-Sharia and pushed them out of Benghazi by themselves because they didn't like the fact they killed the ambassador.
What was it like serving under Obama when he was the president? That would be a creepy feeling for me.
I think for us as contractors working with the agency, it was a little bit different. But, you know, serving in the military, it definitely would have sucked. The rules of engagement was totally against you. You had to wait for somebody to physically shoot. They could be having their gun, bring their gun up. As long as they don't pull the trigger, you can't do anything. Once they pull the trigger, then you can engage. But if they pull the trigger and drop their gun, you're just not supposed to engage them anymore.
I remember reading that. That's it. So even if they shoot at you, you can't. If they drop the gun, you can't shoot back at them.
Yeah, and it was getting a lot of people killed. They were able to, like, again, use buildings as cover. They shoot from the building, and then they stop shooting, and you ain't allowed to bomb the building no more. That's why a lot of the air support was pretty much useless, because they had to wait for people back in the States to verify, yes, you can, or no, you can't. They would have...
Which reversed all the gangs in the Middle East and caused the whole Arab Spring, it looks like.
Yep, and then now look at what Mattis is doing. They've already freaking demolished.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.